Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Namaskar, welcome to another episode of Beyond Headlines with Akhilesh Bhargav and me, Sujit Nair. Acha, now, ratings has been something that we've been talking about for a long, long time. The AAA rating of ILNFS. And now the recent World Bank rating where India went 23 notches up and now we are from 100, we are now 77 most easy to do business countries. Akhilesh, I have a simple question. When a place is easy to do business, good to do business, profitable to do business, then that place sees a lot of investment that comes in. Foreign investment, local investment. In the last 3 years, I have not seen any investment, any drastic increase in foreign investment or local investment in this country. Number one. Number two, I have yet to see new companies, startup companies that has really grown, like the Flipkart or like the Snapdeal, which happened during the 2005, 2006 to 2000, you know, that era when you had lots of these new companies coming in and making a brand out of themselves. I have not seen much of brands happening in the last two to three years. That's another question. The third question is, I have yet to meet a man who says, oh, the business is very good. I'm happy. Lot of cash in the market, good loans available, good infrastructure available. I have not yet met a man. Where is this 23 notches up? What parameters? What basis are these notches going up and down? Number one. Number two is, isn't it the same as ILNFS getting 3 A's? Credit rating? I mean, you know, does these things even matter now?
Sujit, these ratings that we are talking about, ease of doing business, these are ratings which are given by the World Bank in an annual rating that they do. It is a rating. So it's on a piece of paper. They are very, if you ask me, extremely theoretical in approach. There are set standard parameters. If you meet those parameters, you get a tick. And to that extent, you get marks. Now the defects in those and in that entire process, which gives ratings that doesn't convince us as citizens of India. I would love to see India as number one in the world, but we should be able to see it at the ground level. So the ratings are based on a very theoretical approach. There are these 10 parameters or something that they point out. And the survey for this rating is conducted only in Mumbai and Delhi. Now, are we saying that only Mumbai and Delhi is where India does business? So we are ignoring all the Rajkots and Tirupurs and Saharanpurs and Muradabads and all that, which is where the real throbbing industrial activity lies. So the first problem is it is only restricted to Delhi and Mumbai. And the second is it's a design format with very little feedback, if any, coming from actual people on the ground level to ask them, do you think rating has ease of doing business has gone up? So it's a very theoretical exercise. This government, in its zeal to improve the ratings, has been ensuring that they comply with it theoretically. Like, for example, one of the reasons why this year's ease of doing business has improved is the ease of forming a company has become easier. At the ground level, we don't find anything like that has really happened.
Correct.
The second one is ease of paying taxes. I don't think you need marks for that because the government knows how to pull its taxes in any which way. But they got marks for it. Now, in that ease of paying taxes, what they ignore really is ease of compliance with taxes. How much time does it take to file a GST return or an income tax return? That gets bypassed. So it's a very theoretical exercise. The real issues that impact people who want to invest, I don't think are really looked into.
Infrastructure-wise, have we improved?
On paper, there's a slight improvement.
Loan-wise, have we improved?
Certainly not.
Resources-wise, have we improved?
Certainly not.
Akhilesh, what are we talking about? Where is the improvement?
So, because there is no improvement, the proof of the pudding comes in what you question. has investment in the economy shot up, commensurate with the improvement in ratings? Last year, our rating was about 132. When it came to 100, there was big celebration. Now we've come down to 77. So between last year and this year, our rating should have improved substantially. 132 to 77 is no mean achievement. But does it translate to the ground level is the question. And if it had, domestic as well as foreign investment would have shot up proportionately. Domestic investment in India remains in the doldrums.
Akhilesh, this brings me to a very, very important question and a very pertaining question to the topic we are discussing. Most of the economic policies that we've seen, that we've heard, have all been frivolous. Nothing has been actually substantiated with facts.
Yeah, it doesn't get executed at the real level.
Not even executed. I'm saying even the concept is frivolous. I'll tell you what. We spoke about the 59 minutes loan. God knows where is it happening. Okay, so many policies that are announced and that we take credit for and that we take as our basis, okay, are just not there. Now the fact remains that we are somehow being very happy about the fact that we have got 23 notches up. In reality, nothing. So what we fail to understand, Akhilesh, here is if we don't realize that we are bad, we are not going to be good.
Yes, yes. You know, in terms of what would make an entrepreneur feel that ease has gone up would be have lesser compliance and let the cost of compliance be lower. It is not so. So first of all, compliance is a big headache. The other areas which are important for a man to run business and why he would be attracted, execution of contracts or enforcing contracts. It is one of the banes of India. If you try to enforce a commercial contract which may have gone into a dispute, the average time taken to enforce it, thanks to our judiciary, is about 1500 days. 1500 days is more than 3-4 years. You have signed a contract and you are waiting for you to get your rights under it delivered to you. In New Zealand, which occupies number one globally, ease of doing business, it is 30 days. We got to understand that if an entrepreneur gets into disputes where he does not get remedied quickly, his business suffers, his money suffers, he's got no ease of doing business. The other area which I would be wanting to get into is ease of getting permits. I am ready to do business, I've got everything in place, I'm eligible for it, but I don't get my permits. If I don't get that, it's not easy for me to do business.
Correct.
And if it is not easy in terms of getting permits, how do I get into business?
Akhilesh, you know, the irony is that somewhere down the line, we have permits, we have licenses, humongous amount of red tapeism. With all of this, our NPAs are the highest, our defaulters are the highest, our economic offenders are globally known thanks to, you know, I think half of London is filled with our defaulters. Okay, the point is, somewhere down the line, all this red tapeism is helping who? It is not helping the country.
It is not helping the entrepreneur on whom this ease of doing business should be reflected.
Neither is it helping the country. All this red tapeism is not helping the country, isn't it?
Like for example, a Vijay Mallya gets loans and he runs away. His ease of doing business, his ease of globe trotting is done.
Correct.
But when it comes to a small entrepreneur, he doesn't get his loan. So where is the ease for him? You can't conduct business without getting finance on time, bank finance. The existing facts show that they don't get their finance on time.
This brings us to our earlier topic, if you remember. Okay? Ease of doing business, right from independence, has been only the privilege of a few entrepreneurs. We call us crony capitalism. Okay? Every government had their favorite set of entrepreneurs. Every government had their favorite set of entrepreneur. The only people who were having ease of doing business during that particular government's time was that set of entrepreneurs. Okay, except for them, no other common person in this country had the ease of doing business.
And Sujit, that reflects on the inflow of foreign direct investment in the country. Most of it comes into the large enterprises. I mean, for them, India was always ease of doing business because they were ruling the roost.
Correct.
Very little foreign direct investment ends up in the smaller enterprises because there is no ease of doing business there.
Take
a case like startup enterprises. Silicon Valley is still preferred to Bangalore. There are Indian startup entrepreneurs, the tech geeks. they prefer to go to a Silicon Valley. They don't start it up in Bangalore because the ease is there.
Correct. And the opportunities are there. Akhilesh, we have a bunch of fantastic entrepreneurs in India.
Yes.
We have a bunch of fabulous techies in India. Today, possibly yes. IT, we rule the roost. Okay. We have a bunch of very intelligent young blood in India. Most of our population are below 30. Now, the point is, unfortunately, I mean, we have, you know, this country has been messing around with our economy for a long, long time. When I say this country, I mean the government in this country has been messing around with this country's economy for a long, long time. Okay, isn't it time to wake up, smell the coffee and ensure that, you know, these youngsters are helped, these youngsters are given an opportunity, and these youngsters are provided with the infrastructure that they would need to make themselves big?
You know, Sujit, this bunch of youngsters come with the privilege of course, at the moment, Trump has become an irritation. But otherwise, they come with the privilege of deciding where do I want to settle. And they do not have the patience to slog it out in India, trying to beat a system which they know is very prejudicially positioned against them. Just yesterday, a brilliant entrepreneur client of ours told us, sir, it's taking time in India. Let me settle down in Silicon Valley. And he will go.
I'm sure so many of them.
Yes.
So many of them. In fact, not only the United States, Akhilesh, I know of manufacturers
shifting to China.
Absolutely shifting to China. I was just going to say that. Shifting to China. Now, the point is, somewhere down the line, we are losing our entrepreneurs. We are losing our intelligence.
Why should they battle out with a system which is unjust to them? It just comes down to this. Till when will patriotism and nationalism be given a higher rating versus a person's inherent ambitions, burning desires to do something?
And patriotism and nationalism is only to common Indians. When it comes to the others, there is also a political protection. See, which the common Indian doesn't have. So I think anybody who has, you know, I mean, that has to be, you know, that is the most important thing that we need to kind of understand. The sum and substance of what we are trying to say, Akhilesh, is somewhere down the line. I think the first thing we need to understand and realize is, other than hiding behind such frivolous facts of, you know, saying we are 23 notches up and we have 72 notches up and all that, other than hiding behind this, we have to go out and face the fact that there is something wrong with us when it comes to administration. I think the first thing, isn't that true? And the next thing is, then once you identify and you accept the fact that there is something wrong, to correct it.
We have a major attitude problem. The administration doesn't value the entrepreneur.
And the administration doesn't even value common Indian. Forget the entrepreneur. End of the day, we don't value anybody. So yes, Akhilesh, I think to conclude, therefore, we say the first step to correct a wrong is to first understand that what one is doing is wrong. If one doesn't understand it and one's still going to hide behind these
AAA ratings
and 23 notches up, our country will never be able to correct ourselves. With that, we take a leave for another topic, another day. Namaskar. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.